From the Arab Spring to the death of Osama bin Laden to the end of the Iraq War, the global landscape looks completely different at the dawn of 2012 than it did at the beginning of 2011. NPR's Ari Shapiro has an overview of President Barack Obama's role in this tumultuous year.
One of the most important things to understand about global affairs is how much lies beyond any one country's control, even the most powerful country in the world.
American power has always had many real-world limits.
Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the limits on American power were especially apparent this year. And in some ways, he says, that makes President Obama's accomplishments all the more notable.
You have a world in which there is political turmoil in many countries. You have the worst American economic situation in recent memory. You have almost partisan paralysis in the Congress that affects foreign policy as well as domestic policy.
These challenges are one reason President Obama has always emphasized a collective approach to foreign action. This president argues that it's easier to get things done when lots of countries are pushing in the same direction. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes describes it as fostering collective action on behalf of our interests.
In 2011, we saw the clearest demonstration of the strength of multilateral action in Libya than we've seen in perhaps decades, in that you had an immediate action taken by the United States to build an international coalition to stop a potential mass atrocity on the ground.
And that effort was ultimately successful. Today, Muammar Gaddafi is gone. Rhodes says the emphasis on coalitions has paid off in other ways, too. During foreign trips, President Obama has focused on strengthening ties with Asia and with the booming economies of Latin America.
If you look at our core alliances, there's no question whatsoever that they're stronger under this administration than under the previous one.
True, says Andy Kohut. His Pew Global Attitudes Project surveys international opinions about the U.S.
The image of the United States remains highly positive in much of the world.
But one of President Obama's most significant foreign actions was entirely unilateral.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda.
White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan says bin Laden's death is just one indication of how hawkish this president has been against terrorists.
President Obama has been, I think, very singularly focused on doing everything possible to keep the American people safe. That means taking the battle to al-Qaeda, taking off of the battlefield those that pose a serious threat to this country.
That goes all the way down al-Qaeda's chain of command. The approach wins praise even from Bush alumni, such as former National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley.
The head of operations for al-Qaeda is a very risky job to have because the average duration is about 6 months.
Hadley says that's because President Obama has kept many of President Bush's most effective terrorism-fighting tools in place. And as this president increased his focus on al-Qaeda, he decreased the U.S. presence in Afghanistan and ended the war in Iraq. Looking at the entire globe over the last year, Hadley gives this administration a grade of incomplete.
To make any kind of assessment in a period that is as dynamic and has so much transition as the current one does, we're not going to know about ultimate success or failure for years, if not decades.
In foreign affairs, nothing is ever tidy. The operation to kill Osama bin Laden hurt the U.S. relationship with Pakistan. By helping to overthrow dictators in North Africa, the U.S. could be paving the way for more extremist governments there. And some events lie entirely beyond America's control. Europe's economy teeters on the brink. North Korea's leader suddenly dies. So when it comes to foreign policy and national security issues, the end of the calendar year is hardly the end of the story. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.